Get your mom's house.
Yeah. Time is sexy. No doubt about it. Christina. She sure does.
I do.
You have a story for us. You told me earlier.
Oh, I do, yeah.
All right. You're listening to this show the moment it comes out. It is Friday, July 26th. Where are you, Christina Rock and Roll Pajitsky?
Well, jeans. August 1st through 4th, I'm at the Omaha Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, Cornhuskers.
And then, guys, August 16th and 17th, your moms are coming to perform Your Mom's House live for you. First in Houston on the 16th at Fitzgerald's. And then the 17th at the Curtain Club in Dallas, Tejas. So go get your tickets now because they are selling out or almost sold out.
Don't fuck around, man. Don't fuck around.
Do it now. Do not delay, jeans.
It's huge. We need your support. Houston and Dallas, get those tickets.
Do it.
You can get them. People always ask, where are the tickets for sale? You have to either go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, go to my site, tomsegura.com, or Christina's site, christinacomedy.com. There are links. Any one of these sites that take you to the ticket sales for this very special show.
It is very special. And then after that, August 22nd through 24th, the Comedy Spot Comedy Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. And then September 4th through 7th, Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Tejas. Don't you love Austin?
Fuck yeah. That club is fantastic.
I know.
So is that city.
I'm excited, man.
Yeah, Austin is the shit. I will be... in Seattle this weekend. I'm doing the Moore Theater tonight with Joseph Rogan. And then next week, I will be in Richmond, Virginia, at the Richmond Funny Bone. And then that's going to see, it's August 1st through the 4th. Then the following week, I am in Scottsdale, Arizona, Stand Up Scottsdale. That's the 8th, 9th, and 10th of August. Then Houston and Dallas, of course. And I added Helium in Philadelphia. I'm super excited.
Okay. All right.
I will be there 29th, 30th, and 31st of August. So that's great. And I'm going to Long Island. I added that in September. So Long Island, I'll be at McGuire's. Very excited to go back to Long Island. Strong Island. What up? Crooked letter I.
Stoops.
All right.
Is that what they call it?
Of course.
Nobody calls it.
What do you fucking know?
What do you know? Oh, dear. Hey, can you turn my mic up just a little, Gene?
Oh.
I like to hear the sound of my own voice. Oh, isn't that better?
Is that better for you?
Thank you.
All right.
Much better.
Guess what?
What's that, pal?
This episode of Your Mom's House. Very exciting. Brought to you by Fox.
Oh.
Just when you thought animation couldn't get any weirder, leave it to Fox. On Saturday, July 27th, Fox introduces ADHD, Animation Domination High Def, a brand spanking new block of late night animation. First, out of the darkness, one hero will swing into action to save our world from the forces of evil. From the creators of Parks and Recreation and the mind of a five-year-old, it's the new animated series, Axe Cop, starring Nick Offerman. Then, school is starting early, and you've never seen a class this wrong. It's the new animated series, High School USA. And it's all part of ADHD, Animation Domination High Def. The revolution premieres in late night. With the all-new animated series, Axe Cop, and High School USA, your weekends just got a whole lot weirder, starting Saturday, July 27th, on Fox Late Night.
Mm.
How about that? Thank you, Fox.
Thanks, Fox.
Hope you guys all tune in. I'm always up for a new animated series.
Well, you know, the neat thing about animation. The neat thing about animation is that you can do things in animation you can't do in live action.
That's right.
That's why it's special. It's creative.
That's
weird.
That's right, farty pants. Mm. That's so right. Mm-hmm. You worked in animation.
I did for years. That's why you create cartoons.
Now people don't know that.
No.
People don't know that.
But that sounds good. I like the grown-up cartoons.
Fox
like that.
Has a really crazy track record when it comes to animation.
Oh, you mean like a little show called The Simpsons?
Yeah,
perhaps?
The Simpsons, of course, but they also did Family Guy.
I've heard of it.
These are two shows that have completely revolutionized what it is for anime. I mean, these are like shows that last 20 plus years. It's
crazy.
Well,
do you know that for the longest time, they could not find anything that got higher ratings than The Simpsons? I mean, that show was the flagship show of Fox.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now, but
it's crazy.
It's pretty amazing.
It's crazy that's
a little animated. Do you remember when it was just on the Tracy Ullman show?
Yeah, of course. And do you remember... it's completely amazing what The Simpsons have done. But and also when you think about, I think now people have forgotten that Family Guy got the axe. That show was kicked off the air,
right. Brought
back, and it's considered one of the great animated shows.
Because the fans were like, we want the Family Guy back, and then they brought it back.
The Suits, man.
And they're all like, what?
The Suits always fuck it up.
Don't they always?
They really
do. Except the Suits at Fox, who bring you...
Right.
The animation.
No, the people that the people that fucked that up, believe me, they're not there anymore.
They're
we can talk
there.
All the shit we want about
okay.
them.
Okay, there we go, yeah.
Yeah, they're not there anymore.
Say no more.
All right, are you ready to start the show, James?
Shit, yeah, man.
Let's do this now.
I bought blue jeans through the years, and I hated them because it's blue and it reminds me of my kids when I was working in a mechanic apprentice, and everything was fucking blue. So and it's the same material, and so I never really liked the jeans. I didn't think jeans is something that I would put on myself other than at work. And now I see if I go to a mall and counting that 9 out of 10 people have jeans on. To me, it's something that I don't want to wear. I'm just, I associated in my mind with I didn't want to be a mechanic. So that reminds me of that time.
Sure.
So I never really liked jeans.
Sure.
I liked jeans when I was probably 14 or so, 15, and I loved jeans. I was crazy about jeans. But now I put it on, everybody's telling, oh, you look so good in jeans. And I'm thinking, fuck, this is just hanging off of me. I don't like jeans. It's not comfortable. It's either too tight or too big.
Yep.
You have to have something to hold it up to your waist.
I know. Jeans are terrible.
I don't like
them. Would you rather have them tight or loose?
Loose.
Loose.
I used to wear tight ones. Used to wear tight ones back when I was in the 80s. Yeah. Mm.
Tight jeans.
Real fucking tight. It was so tight that my dick was hurting. That was.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Well, what do you have to say for your...
That's the man whose dick I came out of.
Yeah.
I came from
so
this
man's... So fucking tight, my dick hurts.
This is my father, you guys. That's the man who... I came from his loins. He taught me everything I know.
Well, if you haven't... it's amazing. If you haven't figured it out by now, that is a clip from our brand new bonus episode that you guys responded so amazingly to our first bonus, which was when my parents came out here. that we had Christina's dad over. It's nearly 2 hours long. And yeah, we covered jeans, as you can.
Well, we fed him some beers.
We fed him some beers, loosened him up. He's like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
Beer, boom, 2 hour conversation.
Yeah. Talk about everything. We talk about growing up in communism. We talk about escaping from Hungary.
Amazing. Amazing escape story.
Well, because that actually is a story from in our family. It's probably the most important story in our family. So, excuse me. It was very touching.
I know.
It's so disgusting. Very touching, actually, to hear my dad talk about something, because I don't think he's ever gone into that much detail.
He went into incredible detail. The, you know, the journey, just working up the balls to escape, and then the actual escape itself. It's amazing. It's an amazing story.
Yeah. And if you can tell, my dad's a little off color.
Yeah. And he's hilarious.
Kind of. Jews are funny.
You know?
He keeps it real. He can't help but keep it 100.
Yeah. Very, very, very.
Check it out. It's. I think. Listen, if you're even interested remotely in the Soviet bloc and that whole era too, I think it's something you want to hear.
Crazy stories. Yeah, I mean, here's one. One of my favorites is him talking about you as a child. And he said you were sick all the time
in Canada. Yes.
Yeah. So here's from this from the episode.
Back to Detroit airport. That's where her mother and Christina was waiting for me. She was had a cold always. The first 2 years of her life, she had more cold and throat problems and
really
nose and
Christina?
My God. Christina. Oh, because Canada is terrible.
It's freezing. It's
but the great irony is that I think she must have caught every cold strand that existed. Because she never gets sick.
I never
it's the
get
most
cold.
Bizarre thing.
Seldom.
Never.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. There's 251 different cold strands you can get. And once you have them, you can never get them again. I think she's had 245 of them.
Well, she, yeah.
Seriously.
She had
I
that.
I never get sick now.
Yeah, she had
my
that.
My first 2 years of life.
Yeah, she had that for sure. And she was always sick.
And
we,
gassy
we were always
too, right?
at the doctor.
And gassy. I had colic. Is that what that is?
What?
Farts. Was I farty? You said I had gas problems.
Oh, no, not gas problem. It was you had diarrhea. And really bad one.
You had a big diarrhea problem, babe.
Interesting.
You didn't remember that. You thought you had a gassy problem.
He always liked to tell me that when you were a baby, you always have a gas problem. And
you
was,
have that gas problem today, though.
I don't know.
Many years
I don't
later.
Think so.
Many years later, you have that gas problem.
I don't think so.
I would swear under oath that you do.
I wouldn't call it a problem. I would say it's a gift, a blessing, a talent. You know what it is? It's all in how you spin the story, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I did you hear this morning? What did you say it sounded like?
This morning, it sounded like...
like Predator.
I did. You had
said.
It. Yeah, that Predator sound.
Well, yours was nothing to sneeze at either. Let's give a compliment where a compliment is due.
Mm.
This morning, you had some powerful farts.
Mine sounded like something waking up. Yeah.
You know what's super nice is...
Yep.
Well, I like it in the morning. It's the first thing I hear. And Theo really doesn't appreciate the farts.
You always would think, I always thought that a dog would just love a fart smell because they love stinky things.
No, our dog
I know,
does
he
not
does,
want
he,
it.
You fart in his face, he gets up and he walks away.
It's an insult, yeah. Sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
Fart in my face, bitch.
So yes, my father liked to talk about, and he goes on a bit.
Yeah, a little bit about how when you got sick one time.
My diarrhea as a child.
So we were worried, what's going on here? So took you to the doctor, and they said, okay, you have to take AIDS. Her to the hospital because she's going to dehydrate.
Oh, no.
And you were in the hospital, and I said, fuck it, I'm not going to go to work. I better stay with you because your mother was...
Crazy?
I forget what was she doing. Anyways, so I stayed with you there, but they didn't let me stay at overnight. I was there all day to make sure nothing happens to you. So I remember when the first night I was going home, they had to leave the hospital 11 o'clock at night. And she was up in, I don't know, 8th floor or something, 11th floor, I believe. And I'm going to the parking lot out to my car and here Christina is yelling, "Daddy!" Just like your dog.
I know. Did you catch that?
My daughter was yelling, "Daddy!" Just like a dog.
Just like a dog.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Do many parents characterize their children's yelling like dogs?
I think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's more. It's not that you were yelling like a dog.
Right.
It's that it was annoying like a dog.
Oh, right.
Like when a dog barks, right. You're like, "That's fucking annoying. Come on, man. Shut up.
I know you're in the hospital and you're scared and you're two with diarrhea, but quit your yapping.
He has places to go."
That's so. Isn't it amazing? You just think about, we were talking about today how my father had such a rough upbringing.
It's both crazy.
My parents did, and you're like, I should be a barbaric serial killer. I should probably be a lot crazier than I am.
It's you should be. You should have way more wrong with you.
Problems. Problems.
Yeah, you should be one of those people that's just, I don't know.
Fuck my stoma.
Oh, just,
people that make podcasts about fucking stomas? Is
that
how I should be?
That's how you should be.
Hmm. Talk about shitting on a podcast and on stage. That's the kind of person.
But this episode is amazing.
I love it. I hope you guys do too. My dad is endlessly amusing to Tommy and myself and everyone else in my family.
I'll leave you with this one last teaser from the episode. This is when Christina's dad first drives into the U.S. We'll just leave it there, and he'll tell you.
Okay.
First time in America. After he arrives in Canada, he goes to America for the first time.
And I lived in Canada after I escaped. And first time from Windsor, Ontario, we sit in a car with Christina and my ex-wife, her mother, and we went over to Detroit. Mm-hmm. And with Detroit, you cross the bridge, and I didn't see any white people. They were all blacks with all these rusted out cars. Mm-hmm. And they had those big guys, really big guys in Detroit. Sure. I don't know
now,
why.
Have you seen black people before?
No.
This is your first time?
I've probably seen 5 black people in my life.
Okay.
So I had nothing against them.
Someone coming from Eastern Europe, and now you're in Detroit,
right?
Motor City.
So I just stopped at the customs, the booth, right? And I see these guys with a big Cadillacs and a feather. They're just heading,
right? Pimps.
I don't know what were they.
Drug pushers.
But, I still remember today. It was a beautiful sunny day afternoon. And I said, this is the place I should have been always.
Detroit.
It's in Detroit.
Detroit's better than Hungary.
I'm telling you. That's how bad Hungary was.
You see the black guy with the feather in his hair on his Cadillac, and your first thought is, this is where I should have been all along.
I'm telling you, everything was so loose. So they were happy. They were listening to the music.
So funny.
And it was so free. And so you can imagine that if I was.
That's just incredible.
Can you believe it?
Detroit, he rolls into and he's like, this is living.
Heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It was Detroit for my dad. It's pretty amazing. He goes on to say some wackier shit.
He says a lot of crazy shit. He also talks to us about gypsies.
Gypsies. That's the best.
And what it's like to, you know, it's always fun to hear a person's perspective on other cultures who's not American.
Yeah.
So as a businessman, I press him for what it's like to do business like with different cultures, different ethnicities. It's hysterical.
Yeah.
We also play Tom or Black, and he has answers that we've never even heard before.
He loved it. Well, he's a huge Howard Stern fan, my father too. So I think he appreciated that we were being inappropriately funny.
Yeah, he liked that.
He loves inappropriate humor.
Yeah.
It was great. I love my dad, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's
a funny guy.
You know? Jews are funny.
Feel blessed though, you know, because you're lucky in life if you like both your parents.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're pretty lucky. Now, sometimes you get one out of two, and one out of two ain't bad either. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take one out of two.
Absolutely.
God, I just love him so much. I wish I could have had him born in this country, you know? Wow, what can you do? He's okay now, though. He's living life. He loves his life.
Oh, yeah. He's He's rock solid, dude. Yeah,
yeah, he's got it, Ryan.
Got those feathers. Feathers in his hair.
Beautiful plumage.
Beautiful plumage. Idea. He's magazine material for his plumage.
So much. You know, it's so funny, too. It's like he doesn't really understand holidays. Like, he doesn't really like them. You know, like, remember I cooked Thanksgiving dinner? You and I did, like, 2 years ago. Maria was over for Hatesgiving that year.
Right.
Maria was pregnant and so hormonal. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, come over. We're having dinner.
Oh, my God.
At 8.
Seriously?
I'm like, come over at 8 o'clock. We're having dinner. He calls. No, he texts me today. Just woke up from a nap. I'll see you later. I'm like, okay.
He didn't come for dinner.
He doesn't come. He just comes for pie. And
he can't. And then he split pretty quick. Yeah.
He just can't. He doesn't get that. Like, that's just never him. Now, on the other hand, Sunday comes around.
Yeah.
My dad's like, come over. We're going to hang out for hours. We're going to drink together and we're going to bullshit. And that's how he makes up for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's for him. That has meaning. That has purpose.
Right. Thanksgiving, he sees as like a bullshit holiday. It doesn't mean anything.
He also, we did Thanksgiving at his house one time.
Yeah.
Where we cooked and he was like, why are you guys making so much shit?
Didn't like it.
Yeah. He's like, you know, there's going to be all these dirty pots. Who's going to clean this shit up?
He was more, I think, bothered by the mess.
Definitely.
He was like, oh, fuck.
Then intrigued by the feast.
Right.
Yeah. The mess was already, he was like, this is such a fucking mess.
Yeah. Why are you doing this for? Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll stay. I like when he said that when you were sick. Fuck it, I'll stay at the hospital.
Fuck it. That's my dad,
Fuck it, I'm not going into work. Fuck it.
So funny, dude. Yeah, peep it out, you guys.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well worth it. I'm glad, like I said, that we got it at least on record.
Yeah.
All these stories.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we can have it for good.
And if by any chance you listened to this episode and you didn't hear our last episode, 138, you missed Yoshi's appearance, which was fucking crazy.
Bananas.
I've gotten so many messages about his appearance on here. He just, wherever he goes, he's like the guy who everybody talks about as soon as he's gone. You know what I mean? They're like,
oh, yeah.
That was insanity.
Yeah. He does seem a bit more balanced since the last time he came in.
He was cool. It was just so fun playing. I played drops of him into his own ear.
Right.
And that was so fun to watch because he was actually like a little, Murray took off his headphones. He's like, I don't like my voice. I'm like, your voice? How about the content of what you're saying?
Yeah. That doesn't bother.
That doesn't register at all.
Jeans, I have to pee really bad.
Really?
Can we pause it for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so how was that pee?
It was good. What happened was...
Tell me the story.
Sure. I've been juicing back on the juice wagon, mm-hmm. and what that does is you drink a lot of fruit juice, and then you got to pee first, and then you brown later. So... Mm. I definitely had to pee first.
I know one thing you said you really enjoy is when I'm in bed and I drink from my bottle with a nipple on it.
Your sippy cup? Listen to this.
You like that, right?
Yeah. So I'm laying in bed and I wake up to that sound, which is my husband, a grown man, drinking from a nipple of a Gatorade bottle.
Sippy cup.
Why did they do this now?
Because it's for babies.
How's that blue liquid? Is that healthy? Is that healthful?
Electrolytes is what they crave.
What fruit is the bright blue liquid from?
It's from Snozenberry.
Anyways, oh my God. Did you see this Anthony Weiner guy again?
Yes, he's back. I'm so excited.
I know.
He's running for mayor.
Okay.
For those of you that don't remember, Anthony Weiner was a congressman, and he tweeted out a picture of himself in his underwear, in tighty whities, full bulge, like fully erect, and then denied that it was him.
All right.
Then said, we're looking into how this happened, and I wouldn't give definitive answers whether it was, like, just weird, where you're like, what? Was that you or not? We don't know yet. And eventually, he came forward and was like, yes, I'm super narcissistic, and I take photos of myself. I'm tweeting them to people. And he admitted to, you know, he came forward and said, I'm admitting to engaging in inappropriate online relationships with approximately 6 women at the time. Then he went away. He resigned from Congress. Anthony Weiner did. And he just, you know, went away. Now, the reason that he's back in the news is that he's running for mayor of New York City.
Great.
And he held a press conference the other day where he addressed the fact that he did have those, you know, he admitted obviously to what he already admitted to, but then it came out that he's actually, after that took place, he continued to engage other women in, I guess you would say, inappropriate.
Now, did he keep doing the, because the Twitter, you're not really tweeting people, you're tweeting the world.
Right. Well, that he was trying to tweet one person, because that was someone he had something going with. And he was like, check out my shit, check out my dick right now. Mm. And that one girl either released that, or that one actually, I think he accidentally sent it to everybody.
Mm.
He tweeted the world his bulge, much like Geraldo tweeted the world his naked body. He did that on purpose. He was just like, 70 is the new 30.
And yeah,
and put out a picture of himself.
He didn't look bad. I mean, he looks a little
great.
Bit like a Mexican dog, a little rib cagey.
He
looks like he has 6 sets of nipples, like dog nipples, a little bit.
He looks great for a 70-year-old man. It's a little alarming to see Geraldo Rivera.
Completely
naked.
He is
just covering his pubic patch,
and he's such a professional journalist.
Fucking
you know,
absolute piece of shit.
Here's the man who uncovered. What was it? Remember when he went to get the mafia guy?
Yeah, Al Capone's.
Al Capone's balls.
He was
hard-hitting stories.
He was the. I feel like he really personified that daytime scumbag talk show host.
He like, invented that.
He was
that.
The
yeah.
worst.
Yeah.
Of all of them.
Yeah.
Ricky Lake, Donahue, Oprah. He was the shittiest of them all.
Well, Jerry Springer.
Springer's the worst.
Yeah.
You're right.
But did Geraldo.
Geraldo's right there holding his nuts.
Now, did Geraldo precede Jerry? I don't recall. I think Geraldo was the first.
Yeah, I feel like he was. Geraldo's one on the Gigi Allen clip.
That's right.
Here's a rocker.
Right, yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
I'm a rock and roll fucking god.
Fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
You have a Hitler mustache. Geraldo was a shit mixer, and he used to have on the Klan a lot.
And loves to act like he's really...
Yeah, hard-hitting.
Yeah, I remember he tried to do... He bounced around. He did that shit. Then I feel like he had a stint at like NBC or CNBC or MSN, one of those things, and I remember... None of the journalists took him seriously.
Why not?
And of course, now he's at one of the most serious organizations of news we have today, Fox News.
Mm.
He's coming through with groundbreaking journalistic observations and opinions like Trayvon Martin was murdered by his own hoodie. You know, he's that guy. He's the guy who's like, if he hadn't worn a hoodie, that's what killed Trayvon. Mm. So he's still cutting edge.
Now, it's so ridiculous. Yeah, he's a scumbag. Like Jerry Springer's a scumbag. You know, there really is no way to justify a career in show business like that. There really isn't, okay? It's just fucking nonsense. Now, this Weiner guy... likes to show he
Wiener.
Texts right. He likes to dirty text and he likes to put dick pics.
I
out
eat
there.
The ass and pussy all the time. I got nothing.
But that's a thing, isn't it? Like a sexual fetish. Like
he gets off. I don't think he's ever had physical relationships with any of these with any women.
Right. So his thing.
His thing is that he likes to engage.
Courting.
He likes the online and get like, hey, what's up? You know, engage and then have the dirty talk with the girl via text.
But he doesn't follow through.
There's no physical contact. It's photos and texts.
You believe that?
Yeah. I think that's what his real thing
that's
is.
That's his jam?
Yeah, I think that's his jam. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. It's so hard to take as a wife.
Well, they've found a lot of these women who validate that story. They're like, yeah, would just email. Now, of course, he goes for women much younger than him.
Right.
And who are impressed by either a congressman or, somebody in that kind of high profile role in society, like that, you know, you're very impressionable at that. And you're like 23 and you're like, this guy who's on, you know, the news talking about these issues is into me. That's who
he's not handsome. He's not, in my opinion, he looks like a really tan lizard. He's not sexy to me. I would vomit if he tried to.
Yeah. Have you seen? Me. He likes photos. You should see some of his photos.
Let me look at his photos.
He has dick pics. He's
let
got.
Let me look at his dick pics. Can you Google his dick pics?
I'm very sure you can Google his dick pics.
Let me hold on. Anthony Weiner dick pics. Let's all do this together.
Okay. All right.
Dick pics.
Tell me what the result
all right,
is.
Let's see. Okay, here's one of his chest. I don't see his whole dick.
Give us that dick.
Oh,
man.
Wait a minute. I can't tell if this is his. Just a
show
bulge.
Us that dick. Show us that dick.
God, he's so disgusting. Who does he look like? He's very nebbishy.
I fucked a girl with no arms and one leg.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. He's very nebbishy. Ugh. Could you imagine this guy?
Well, what we did get a hold of while we're looking for that dick pic is all the texts. These are the texts that were sent after... did you know what his online name was?
No.
When he was engaging in these?
What?
Carlos Danger.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Yeah. Danger 33.
Yeah, it's Carlos Danger. Carlos. So he engaged this girl for a while online, and we have the messages, the back and forth.
The transcript, if you will.
The transcript. So there's a lot of them, so we won't read them all, but why don't we, for our audience, do a little role play?
Okay.
I'll be Anthony Weiner.
Okay.
You be
20-year-old.
20-year-old girl.
Girl. Okay.
All right. And we'll go from the top here.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
All right. I must have come thinking about you and looking at you 100 times. How does that make you feel? Gross?
That turns me on so much. Seriously.
I said it was hard. Help me.
Almost home. Be patient. Smiley face.
So I walk into a hotel room. And you are at the end of the bed, naked, except for some amazing fuck-me shoes. Your legs are spread. Your feet are flat on the ground. You are leaning slightly forward, looking completely in charge.
Ugh. You know, we can always make that fantasy a reality, smiley face.
And what do I get?
We'll see, winky face.
Can I tell you what I thought about last night that made me come?
Please do.
Still holding your hair. I spread your legs. Your tits are swinging already as you wiggle. I take out my cock. I lean over and whisper, what do you want me to do?
You want your dick in there?
Just put it in there. Let's quit debating.
Ravage me.
Still holding your hair. Now standing. I take my other hand and finger your pussy.
Oh, jeez.
It's wet.
Come on, Dad.
Soaked. I turn you around and bend you over the back of a chair. Your pussy's asking for it.
Fuck me, baby.
Look at that asshole. I don't even want to let my nuts out.
I can't go on with this. It's disgusting. Oh.
I slide my cock into you slow at first.
I'm going to throw up picturing him. He's
you
so
are
gross.
So tight. And then harder, my balls slapping your ass. With each thrust, you squeal a little. I start to fuck you so hard, your tits almost hit you in the face. Hey, your tits almost knock you out. You reach back and spread your ass.
I want to make this happen ASAP, smiley face.
Would you let me hold your hair while you gagged on my cock?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's so many more.
Anthony Weiner for president. You know, if he published these, he might win.
It's pretty awesome. This guy's married with kids, or a kid, I think. And she, you know, she's forgiven him. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, Uma. The wife, the political Uma. Wife always stands next to her derelict man, which is a move in politics I frankly don't understand.
Yeah, it is. It's a political thing. I mean, there's a few that the former governor of New Jersey was like, I'm gay. And the wife was like, I think I'm out. She left. He was having, you know, an affair with a dude.
Right,
so that'll usually...
That'll deter one from wanting to stay married. But I wonder, why the need to stand by your man no matter what? Like, even when your man obviously disrespects you, your child, your marriage.
I think
give a shit.
They're so far removed from... normalcy when you're in politics that world That it just, it's different.
But it, is it like the Christian thing? Because she's like, we're good Christians. Good Christians stay married no matter what.
Some of them,
send messages
absolutely.
To women.
But
I
she's
don't
not.
Care.
She's Muslim. He's Jewish.
Oh, that, well, there's a big problem.
There you go.
Well,
Jews are funny.
Patty Stanger says you shouldn't marry out of your faith.
Yep.
She's Muslim. Oh, that's why her name is Huma. Hummus, right? Hummus?
Huma.
Oh.
Huma Ahmedinej. And he is...
Anything to be wingna. I want to be the mayor of New York.
Fagel, gaggle, daggle.
You guys like pictures of cocks?
What a dope, man.
The funny thing is
what
that
a dope.
Getting Congress fucking retired, like a public scandal humiliation... Didn't even deter. This is after that.
Right.
He was still like, Carlos Danger's in the house. Suck my dick.
But did he think that that was enough of a cover name? Like, no one's going to put this together.
Of course he thought that was enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course he did.
But then how did they find out? He had to have opened his big mouth.
I don't know. This girl probably opened her mouth. She was probably like, Carlos Danger was supposed to stick it in my ass, and he never showed up.
But why wouldn't he catfish her? Like, you'd think the second time around, he would be like, all right, I'm going to create an alter ego. I'm going to call myself Carlos Danger. I'm going to put a Puerto Rican guy up there.
It's funny. It's funny you asked. This girl, the one that he's like, you're gagging on my cock.
Yeah.
She, at some point in this exchange, talks about, I'll pull it back up here. It's so funny to me that she says this. Tell me about your smooth, is your pussy smooth? Not there. She's wearing no panties.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You always make me wet. You make me wet.
You're a fantasy to me.
Baby, you make me so wet. Trying to upload a pic.
You know what's silly about, I don't like his text, by the way, is that he fishes. He's like, okay, so.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you feel gross?
I would let you come anywhere you wanted. Me too. Staring at pics of you. Pathetic.
Oh, right, right.
He's fishing for her to validate.
Right.
So, no, not pathetic. So flattering. I think about you all the time. I can't help myself. He's so gross that he has to get the approval.
But look at that next one. If I ever met you in a bar and tried to talk to you, would I have a chance? And she writes, absolutely. Ugh. You're such an amazing man. I still can't believe someone like you would pay attention to someone like me. It's literally, see, so.
That's what he wants, the admiration, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He wants some 20-year-old girl to look up to him.
She also compliments him on one of his political rants. She's like, you ranting on about healthcare is so fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So she's impressed. You know, I get it. Like, you put yourself in the mind of a 22-year-old. I know she's impressed by this older guy who's successful and in the, you know, public eye. But this guy is going to crush pussy if he makes it to mayor. Don't even fucking doubt that.
Yeah.
You think he's going to turn that away if he gets to be mayor of New York City? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's why he's doing it. But, you know, in this case, which is fine, if that's your goal, then don't get married. Don't have the kid. Just be a single douchebag and, you know, be the tan lizard you are and just have sex with these little kids.
She tells him, I basically worship the ground you walk on. You're incredible. Oh, here we go.
I love it.
So you won't tell me what picture of me you like the most. He wants more compliments. or which one turned you on the most? Only TV? And she writes, specifically, your healthcare rants were a huge turn on.
That's so gross,
That's
man.
That's hilarious.
That's so gross. Yeah, what I don't get
fucking,
it, man.
What a fucking motherfucker this guy is.
Yeah, just get hookers.
Oh, speaking of hookers.
Guys, we haven't played this game in a while. We got some results to catch up on.
We sure do, Jeans. Last time we played, we did a Dominican issue edition of Fill Her Up and... Seal her shut.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at my words here.
That's all right.
Seal her shut.
There you go. For one, let's see. We got Puerto Rican porn star and a Dominican porn star. I think Dee and Gina Lynn. Gina Lynn smashed it out of the park. You can vote for these, by the way, by going to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. Like the page. You can post comments. You can comment on the episodes, and you can vote on very important matters. Not mayor of New York, but fill her up and
seal her shut.
Now, the next one we did with these two lovely Latin ladies, we put Michelle Rodriguez up against Rosario Dawson.
Hi, Poppy.
And you spoke loud and clear. We disagreed.
Yeah.
And our vote, and you chose Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I chose Rosario Dawson.
Aww.
And Rosario knocked it out of the park.
Really?
75-17.
Wow. Wow. I would not have guessed. Who knew?
Oh, yeah.
Well, live and learn.
People were really into this, man. They said, Rosario is a perfect specimen to dump loads in on and around. That's from Craig Simpson.
Thank you, Craig.
Let's see. Mike Walmsley wrote, I would let Rosario Dawson use my face as her own personal squatty potty.
Thank you. What wonderful verbiage.
That is really nice.
Who's a wordsmith?
Let's see. This guy was saying, Anderson Aracena, Michelle Rodriguez, no contest. Dominican girls will happily let you fill them up, seal them shut, all their holes, until their skin turns white from how much cum you've put in them. That's also a nice way of putting that.
Wonderful poetry on this one.
And the comments go on and on. It's just a hoot. Go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. Now, on the Dominican men's side, we had to find Dominican guys, and there was two very famous ones who we put up against each other. One is the very famous baseball player, Manny Ramirez. Mm-hmm. That's just Manny being Manny.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is the very famous clothing designer, Oscar de la Renta.
Ah.
He's very old, but as I argued that day, you could get a free suit out of it, and that'd be nice.
That's true.
But I was in the minority. Our fans spoke loud and clear and said Manny Ramirez and his big old crazy baseball bat is what they want inside of them.
Huh.
So, Jeans, what do you have for us this week on our very special edition of Fill Her Up and Seal Her Shut?
Well, Jeans, in light of the Anthony Weiner scandal, I was thinking we could do perverts and pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and go with, for the, you know, the dude side of it, let's do Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner.
And in light of his recent full body pic on Twitter, Giraldo. Greg Giraldo.
Greg Giraldo.
The comedian.
The dead comedian.
What's his name?
Maybe
Geraldo
you meant
Rivera. Geraldo Rivera. Rivera.
Rivera. Geraldo Rivera. Okay. So Anthony Weiner or Geraldo Rivera.
Greg Giraldo.
Oh,
I miss Greg Giraldo.
Let's leave Greg Giraldo out of it, but we'll take the suggestion of these two creeps.
It's a tough
for me. It's very simple.
Really?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
There's a good chance that Wiener's going to be mayor. I want to roll with some big city perks.
Wow.
When I'm in NYC, I'd be like, yo, Wiener, it's buns. Come shove it in my ass. I'm at the W on West 34th.
Well, plus you've got those nice high heel shoes that he likes so
much.
Shoes,
and then he goes, you know what? I got you two tickets to Cats. Go enjoy yourself tonight. And by the way, dinner on Sparks is at me. There's no line.
Ooh.
Go have fun. But be here to collect my fucking load when you're done eating.
And he's got a lot of loads. I mean, he came 100 times. In his text message with this lady. So
many times.
You're going to have to deal with a lot of cum. Are you ready for all that?
Yeah, and you know, he's, I know how to treat. I've been around. We're in showbiz. We know how to handle narcissists.
That's a good point.
It's, I think it's, for me, easy Anthony Weiner.
You just have to be like, Anthony, I loved your policy last night.
Your speech really got me.
Well, obviously, I'm going to go for Geraldo, because Anthony Weiner to me physically is so repulsive. I don't find him attractive. I don't like that. But you know, Geraldo's Latin, right?
Yeah.
Geraldo. He's got that mustache that will tickle your taint when he's down there doing his thing. He knows what questions to ask.
Yeah.
Ah. He's
his skinny little Mexican dog body.
You really like that dog part of
it. I don't know. I mean, he won't weigh you down. He won't crush your tits when he's on top of you.
He's dating married to a woman who's like 40 years younger than
him. Oh, really?
Geraldo's, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm 40 years younger than
you. You are, yeah, yeah. So you're fit in. He would definitely take you on.
But this is, you know, Latin flavors. I'm always going to choose Latin flavors.
I think he's a Cuban guy.
My
father comes from Cuba.
Cubano.
Cubano.
Well, there you go.
My father, Hector Rivera, came over from Cuba many years ago as a Latino American guy.
Does he ever? He plays Latino card, doesn't he?
Oh, fuck like, yeah, he does.
He's such a honky, though.
He's such a honker. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a cracker.
Cracker, what's up?
Crack ass cracker.
He's a total cracker ass cracker.
Yeah. So you're taking Geraldo.
I'll make him find my vault. You know what I'm saying? What?
So, okay.
So that's that. Now for the ladies, Pedophiles and Perverts edition, I'm going to go with. Do you remember Mary Kay Letourneau?
That name registers. I can't exactly remember why.
Well, you can't finger bang her. You can't put your finger bang on her because it was what happened a while ago. It was a school teacher who was banging a 12-year-old.
Oh, I fucking love those stories.
Well, here's a picture of Mary Kay if you want to take a look at her.
Okay.
This is amazing. So her, like, headshot that you take as a school teacher, she's got perfect, like, Donna Reed hair.
Let's see.
Like, her head's cocked to the side, like, sweet as pie. Here she is. You're going to love her. Just like the perfect American woman, but she bangs disgusting 12-year-old boys.
Is that her?
That's her. That's Mary.
Wow. Okay.
So white lady, kind of dirty blonde, Donna Reed. You know Donna Reed when I say that? Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. She's like a 50s housewife looking.
Okay.
Curled up ends hair.
Oh, right. And then this is the kid.
Right.
That she was fucking, and then after she got out of jail, they kept fucking.
Right. I think they were together, and this they're in love, and this and that. He's 12. Okay.
Okay.
So she's a pedophile. A pedophile, as your father would say.
The guy's a pedophile. Tommy.
I don't know how to pronounce this last name. Lisa, is it Nowak? The former astronaut who rode...
With the diaper on?
In a diaper.
Oh, yeah.
To try to kidnap her former lover.
That's pretty
now,
awesome.
Now, if you Google Lisa, she's nothing to shit on.
Let's see. Lisa.
Lisa Nowak. Nowack. Oh, sorry. Nowak. She's nothing to not jizz on. You know what I mean? Like, you look at her and you go, you're cute too.
Yeah.
She's cute in a Mary Kay Letourneau kind of way.
I'm much more attracted to Mary Kay.
Because this one's a white lady too. She's kind of a brunette.
She has all kinds of crazy in her face. I mean, the Mary's a little checked out. Like, it's not reality. I live in my own world. But this lady's like, I'll put a diaper on to drive across. This is a different type of crazy.
It's all in the eyes.
Yeah, I mean, dude, fucking come on.
Yeah, Lisa's intense.
So, but some guys really like that intense. That intensity is what turns them on. So I expect that we'll have votes for either one. I like the teacher. I like that fantasy.
Uh-huh.
I like telling her, hey, I'm late for school. Is there anything I can do to make up my grades?
fuck you, motherfucker.
Yes. So that's what I would like. You're the teacher. I'm the student. I want to play that. I want to play that game with a real teacher.
Okay.
And I want to fucking get an A. And if there's the only way I can get the A is hammering across what I've learned over the years, I'm willing to sign up, do the work, do the extra work,
and extra
get
credit.
That A. And I want to smash an apple on her face and really earn my credit. You, who do you choose?
Well, I'm going to go initially, aesthetically, I'm a Mary Kay Letourneau fan over the Lisa Nowak. I don't like crazy. I got enough crazy in my family.
Yeah.
It doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
But the school teacher fantasy, that's pretty universal, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Oh, Christina, you got to stay behind for homeroom. What's that, Miss Letourneau?
Yeah.
Well, you got to pull your pants down. And what? Do you want that A? All right.
You got to, it looks like you're not. You've missed class already four times this semester, but But Ms. Letourneau, I can't fail this class. Well, then you got to show me what you can't fail. All right.
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
You don't want to. Remember they used to give you, they used to give us U's in class. Like S is satisfactory for behavior. No. A U was like unacceptable or
really?
Something.
For your behavior sucks?
Yeah, it was so dumb. It was like the letter grade. The letter grade and then
yeah,
and then a U or an S or something. So dumb.
That's fucking stupid.
I hated that.
Hey Jeans, how do you feel about So you took the astronaut or the teacher too?
I took the teacher. Did you ever bang a teacher? Were you ever hot for teacher?
No. I didn't have any like super hot teachers though. You know what I mean?
I had a few philosophy professors that I was like, I wouldn't mind
really
getting into those metaphysics, if you know what I'm talking about.
Seriously?
Well, there was Dr. Torrey who taught metaphysics. He was like an older gentleman,
mm-hmm.
but he was kind of foxy. There's always something foxy about super smart guys.
Yeah.
So I think his intelligence made him kind of hot. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't really have anything either.
All right, that's good.
Plus, I went to a high school later with nuns. So that
I did have
help.
A teacher in high school who was a cheerleader for the Dolphins, but like 25 years before. And she was still pretty smoking hot, but she was much older.
Of course.
I would have let her, you know, finger my ass, do whatever she wanted.
Do you think she wanted to finger your ass?
I think so.
What do you think the attraction is to a 12-year-old small boy? What's
getting that D?
For a woman, it's so bizarre that a woman's into a 12-year-old boy. I mean, ugh, is there anything grosser? 12-year-old boys are so stinky, masturbate-y. Ugh.
Hey, all right, let's stop. I want to take some calls. You want to try some calls? Let's
do this. Yeah, man.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go. First call, let's take it.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Tom.
Yes, who is this?
This is Matt.
Matt.
From Dallas.
Hey, what's up, Matt in Dallas? Christina, say hello.
Hi, Matt. Can you hear me, Matt?
Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Can you hear Christina?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, cool, man. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to know. All right, so I'm splitting up with my wife, and I'm here helping her pack up her stuff. And I need to know if I should stay the night or leave.
So let's get a little bit of a backstory. How long were you guys together?
7 years.
7 years, and this is it. This is a divorce or is this just a separation?
It's done, dude. It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
Okay. I feel like.
What's that noise?
There's other people calling in. Sorry.
I think, honestly, dude, you're calling it quits, right? This is like her moving out. You're helping her pack.
No, I already moved out.
Oh, they leave, bro. Don't stick around.
Yeah, I feel like sticking around is just, it makes it emotionally harder to move on for both of you.
And just, you know, it also sets a precedence of her not respecting you. Because if you leave... It says, you know what I mean? Like, she'll have more respect for you because now she can't control you.
Right.
It shows her that you're a man that has the cojones to get up and go.
It's true, man. Right. It's tough. It's a tough position that you're in. But I feel like if you, you know, you create that distance, eventually you're both going to want to move on. You both want to live happy lives, right? I mean, you want to... be happy. So I feel like the best way of doing that is creating that space. The worst is when you're trying to get past something, someone, and you prolong it. Like some people do it by continuing to text.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know, we're done, but I still text him all the time.
Right.
See how he's doing. Well, you're just making it more difficult for you.
Are there kids involved?
No, thank God.
Okay,
right?
Then good. Yeah, that is thank God. So if it's just you and her and this is the end of the road, cut it and go and on to the next one, and hopefully the next one's better. I'm sorry you're divorcing, that's terrible.
Yeah,
no, it's all right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Man, well, I'm sorry, Matt, but I feel like that's the best move for you, man.
All right, well, if I come to the podcast and I'm like, hey, I'm the guy here with my wife I'm getting a divorce with.
Yeah.
You'll know who it is.
Absolutely.
Still wants to go.
Absolutely. I hope we see you there, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, you will. I got 2 tickets. We'll see you there.
Okay, cool,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Matt. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Good luck. Stay strong.
Hello. You're on the air. Hey, who is this?
Oh, you're kidding me. This is Derek.
Derek.
Hi, Derek.
Where are you calling from, Derek?
Hey, Mommy. I'm from Wichita.
Wichita. Oh. All right. What's up, man?
Hanging out,
huh?
Getting ready to go to sleep.
All right. Well, what can we help you with? Do you have a love question? Relationship question?
Well, you said it's relationship questions, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We all have a different relationships, and I don't know how long did you guys take into your relationship until you were able to share a roll of toilet paper?
Wow, the real hard hitting stuff.
That's a really good
not
question.
Fair.
I'm not sure I know the answer. I feel like we shared a role from the very start.
I feel like we certainly did. I mean, I don't know how to fairly answer that question. My God, Art.
Have you ever thought about incorporating like wet naps in the relationship?
We've had them, but you know, got to go out of your way to get the flushable ones, and that's always a struggle.
Oh, they're not really flushable, though.
That's right.
No.
Somebody knows their business.
Well, thank you for your very important question.
Very important question. Thank you. We hope you sleep tight in Wichita.
Good night, Wichita.
Okay, yeah, what's your preferred brand, and what was it before? Is it?
Oh,
these are more.
What do you share right now? You say you've shared from the very start.
White Cloud. It used to be cheaper stuff. I'm not going to lie. And sometimes we use Trader Joe's stuff, but it's not the same. You got to spend money. You got to get the good stuff. All right.
Charmin's really good.
We got to run. Thanks for your call, Derek.
Thank you. Bye, Mommy.
Hello.
Mommy, are you there?
Mommy, are you there?
Hello. This is, me.
Who is this?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
How are you, Eric?
What's
hey,
your love?
Hey, guys. I'm so glad to talk to you guys. I have to tell you that I got so excited that I was on the shitter, and you guys, and I saw your tweet, and I had to call in. I'm on the shitter right now, guys.
This is so wonderful.
Nice. Our last call was about toilet paper. You're on the shitter. What can we help you with today, buddy?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a baby, so we're really deep in it.
Yeah.
But she still never, ever swallowed my man juice.
Wow.
Yeah, ever. She's never even like had it around her.
Huh.
It kind of sucks.
Why do you think that is? Have you asked her about it?
Of course. We talked about it numerous times. But of course, she gets grossed out about it. She can't even eat yogurt.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and this is something that you really want? Like, have you asked for this?
Well, I kind of made a mistake in the beginning saying that some of my other girlfriends have, you know, gave me the pleasure of doing it.
Yeah.
So it kind of distanced her a little bit more after I said that. But she said maybe one day. I mean, we're in different life. We got a baby already, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
Well, she ain't going to swallow it now if she hasn't swallowed it up until the baby. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But I think I think the important thing is it's always about communication, man. And if you're saying to somebody that you're with, this is a huge turn on for me. I would really like you at least put that in their head. But if you don't, if you can't rely on, you know, I mentioned it before, you got to be explicit. I just want you to know this is what really turns me on. If she responds with, that is physically repulsive to me, you have to respect that, right?
Yeah.
Like if somebody goes, I'm not going to do that. But
I guess I do.
But you could also just force her head down and make her take it, right, Tom?
That's a very viable option.
No, not at all. No.
No.
What do you mean?
That's a relationship ender.
That's definitely.
Yeah,
if you
is.
Like her,
I'm
don't
kidding.
Do that.
I would never.
No.
You know, there's always those wives' tales of drinking pineapple juice that could possibly sweeten it. I don't know. I've heard that. You know, it's worth a go if you guys could do that as a fun joke, maybe. To make it more palatable, be like, hey, you want to try this experiment?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a way to get her to try it again. And then you got to drink like a gallon of it.
we have had an accident, and she didn't like it too much. I don't know if you guys want to hear about this accident. It kind of gets explicit sexually, but
well, we don't like that stuff. On sure. The show.
What happened? Tell us in detail.
Well, we were doing a certain position,
mm-hmm.
a certain numerical position, 69.
Uh-huh.
And we were all getting into it. We're all, you know, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And me being me, I got a little too excited.
Yeah.
And we were about to switch positions. And I said, oh, wait, never mind. And she thought that I said, never mind switching the positions. I said, never mind, stop, I'm done. And I came.
Uh-huh.
And she went back down there to get some more of the big chub. And yeah, she freaked the fuck out.
She did.
Mm. Hell yeah.
And you fully made a deposit while she was down there?
Yeah, no. It got in her mouth for sure. And well, right when she got down there, she pulled up, and I knew she had gone in the vicinity, and that was it.
That's
all downhill.
But that's the problem, is communication is key. Now she doesn't trust you with your loads.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I understand.
You got to give her the heads up, man. If you're making, ask her nicely again, drink the juice. And then say, look, if we do this where I tap you on the head or I give you the heads up before.
Yeah.
And does she have to swallow it too? Can
well,
she just put it in her
I'm
mouth
saying.
And spit it out?
Well, the thing is, what if you work up to this? This is my idea. What if you work up to it by saying, hey, you know what? I know you don't like to have it in your mouth and to swallow it. But what if I just shot it all over your face and you can close your eyes? Right. You can close your eyes and close your mouth. Here, this way, it's closer to your mouth. It's not in your mouth. And I get off by looking at it all over your fucking face.
Yeah. It's far worse.
That's not far worse. What if it's not far worse to
what,
her?
What I think it's better if she just holds it in her mouth.
She doesn't want it in her mouth. That's what I'm trying to say.
And then spits it out.
But
she doesn't have to
swallow
it.
She's saying she doesn't like. He's saying she doesn't like it in her mouth. So I'm saying the next best thing is it's all over her face.
Okay. Well.
Well, just give that a try. Will you let us know if that works out?
Yeah, let us know.
Sure, I'll tweet you guys or something.
Please.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Hello, you are on with Christina and Tom. Who is this?
This is Johnny Munoz. Hey, Tom.
Hey.
We know Johnny Munoz.
Johnny
Munoz.
Hey,
I'm the one who brought you that coffee in Austin.
You brought it. That's right. I remember that delicious coffee. Thank you for the coffee.
You're welcome. So I had a relationship question for y'all.
Yes, please.
So I have obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. As my Twitter handle says, OCD is fun.
That's right.
And I was just wondering, when I'm dating a girl, how far into a relationship should I tell her that I'm a little bit crazy, that I have the OCD?
Not off the bat.
Not the first date.
Yes. We have discussed this personally, Christine and I, many times. And I've told her of girls that I went on dates with earlier in my life where I thought I was really attracted to the girl. I was like, this is a potential real serious relationship. And when mm-hmm. people reveal that much stuff in that first date.
Yeah, too much.
You know to question their judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're going to reveal that much right off the bat about themselves. And you know, you've been with people like in conversations when you just meet them and they're like, here's my whole life. And you're like, Jesus Christ, like I just met you. I think you go on a date. You're not obligated to tell this person on a first date everything about your life at all.
No.
And they're not obligated to tell you everything and see if there's chemistry. If there's chemistry, you like being around the person, you have fun, you go on another date. And as the dates progress and you feel like you get to know people better, you know, if you really feel like you're getting along with somebody, you can bust out, hey, you know, we've been having a lot of fun. We clearly there's a good thing going on. I want to tell you this thing about me. And they'll pause, probably like, oh my God, what's it going to be? And you tell them that, and I guarantee you, if that person's really into you, it's not going to strike them as that crazy.
Because we all have skeletons. Everybody has baggage. It's just a matter of when you lay out the baggage, and it's easier to lay it out when that person already likes you.
Very true.
For you and for your personality, and then you can be like, P.S., I have this and that going on.
Yeah, but when people say it like immediately, I'm always like, Jesus, man.
Well, good luck, Johnny. Are you waiting to spill the beans on somebody right now?
No, it's just my last relationship. I did it on the first date, and it didn't go too well.
Yeah.
So that's why I was wondering.
Hold out on that.
give it a few, buddy. Make her fall in love with you and then tell. She won't be as upset.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, you don't have to tell her, like, you know what I really like is when a chick straps one on and fucking pounds me. And like, that's too right. much to say on a first date, too.
Yeah. Yeah, save it.
Save it. All right.
Good luck, Johnny.
Thanks,
thank
Johnny.
You.
Tell Theo hi for me.
We'll do. Right. We'll do.
Bye, Mommy.
You are on with Tommy and Tina. Are you there? You're not there.
Jeans?
They dropped off. My God, the call line exploded. And I don't know how to, we have to figure out on the settings how to mute out that call.
It's a call waiting we have on the line?
It's an it's an incoming call thing. It's making me crazy.
It's making me crazy. It's not making me enjoy giving advice.
I know.
Because I'm so paranoid that I feel bad for the people calling in.
Oh my God.
We'll figure it out.
I guess we'll figure it out. Sorry about that. If you're hearing that, we'll work on it.
How fun, though. So anyway, this is a new thing we're going to try to do.
Yeah.
Is where we take people's love questions, because people seem to want to ask us about relationships a ton in real life.
Yeah.
And we're going to take your questions, and we'll see how this goes. It's, if it's fun for you to hear, let us know. And save your questions and call us on Fridays.
Yeah. This is...
What's going on, Jeans?
Well, we just received 160 phone calls.
Holy biscuits. All right, so this is a trial run. Now we got to figure out how to do this in the future. So that was the first run, you guys. We were just doing an experiment here. And thank you for calling in.
Yeah, for everybody that called in, we appreciate it. Sorry, like I said.
Sorry if we couldn't get to you.
Sorry we couldn't get to you. And sorry for the call waiting button. That's fucking terrible.
Well, we're going to figure it out, and we'll make sure.
Should we call somebody back that called in?
Can you do that? I don't know. They might get freaked out.
Okay. We won't do that. But thanks again. You guys were fantastic. We'll do this more. We'll do the call more. Here's a call. Should we take one more call?
Okay. One last
call. One last call. All right. Here's the last call. You are on with Tommy and Tina. Who's this?
Tommy and Tina.
What's what? That?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Chipper.
Who is this?
It's Chipper. What's up, guys?
Hi, Chipper.
What's going on?
I'm just hanging out.
Okay.
Do you have a love question for us?
How about some Tantra shit? Do you guys have any, like, Tantric stories?
Tantric?
Oh.
Oh.
Do you do that? Do you do the Tantric?
Sounds like you have some.
Yeah. Sounds like you're the expert.
No, I have no experience. I was just wondering if you guys had any cool stories about, like, sex.
No, I've heard more. I've heard about that. I've read about it, and... I've seen, like, these people advertise, like, come to my tantric love seminar where I'll teach you how to make love for 6 hours. I'm like, that sounds like way too much.
I'm not sure.
Painful.
Yeah. Holding out for that long? No. Are you married? Are you dating?
Yeah.
Which one?
Dating.
You're dating?
Yeah.
That's, oh, what, okay. Why do you mumble yeah? Like,
Oh, yeah. You know, my hand is...
Oh, you're dating your hand. All right. All righty, sir. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Jeans.
We got to run.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
All right. That's that.
Why don't we tweet that the calls are closed?
Yeah, calls are closed.
Thank you.
Jesus. That was a lot of fun. We will fix that call waiting. If anybody knows where to set that up, we did it on Skype, obviously, the Skype number. If you know this, if you know how to mute that for me, please let me know so that I don't have to break my head trying to figure it out.
Yeah, just tweet it. Will you retweet so that these poor people don't call?
Yes. Okay.
Since we can't handle their calls just yet.
Burp, burp.
That was a fun little experiment. I kind of like that. I love talking to people that listen to our show. I think it's really fun.
It was.
I think it's very silly and neat, and I want to do that more.
Yeah, very much so. All right.
Well, that was cool. We'll do it again next week, Mommy.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Watch Fox Saturday night. Come to our shows, get tickets, TomSegura.com.
Download my dad's episode. You're going to love it.
Much so.
And I'll put up the link tomorrow when this episode drops. It'll be up on your mom's house podcast.com.
Yes, and you can download it on iTunes. By the way, I'm glad you pointed that out. If you want the album on iTunes, you want to find it yourself, you're not going to the links, it's very important to do this. You don't search for it in podcasts. You search for it like a regular comedy album. So that's one of the things a lot of people go to podcasts and they're like, I don't see the bonus in there. It's not there. Mm. It lives in the actual albums
under
space.
Like comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
So you just type in look in comedy albums, and this one is called Your Mom's House with Tom Skerritt, Christina Pajewski, bonus number 2. And those are, it's a two-parter with our pod, Christina's dad. And that's where you get it.
And we will tweet it tomorrow and we'll put it up on the site so you guys will have the link.
Absolutely.
Also, always know, mommies, that every time I post the episodes, it has the RSS feed, it has the Stitcher link, and it has the, is it Libsyn? No, RSS, iTunes, and Stitcher. So if you ever forget where to go, always look on the post on yourmomshousepodcast.com, and the links are always there.
Great.
Okay, Jeans, thank you for listening. We love you the most.
We love you. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Bye now.
Get the fuck out and don't come back.